prat, if you know this prat, lenishchetu b'layla, case you shechted the animal at night time, that's not called the shchitu at all. So that even though you put the meat on the mizbech, you have to take it down. Rosh v'shenishpach doma, its blood got spilled on the floor, meaning no zirika was done, and then you put the meat on the mizbech, after that's the case, you have to take it off. And b'shiyotze doma chutz t'kloin, let's say if you made a kabbalos adam, you took the dam outside the mizbech, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it has the psul yotze on the dam. The dam is posul, even though you bring it in now, psul adin is teret. Shemosel, there is through these three cases, teret, you have to bring it down. That's Shem Yudishita. Rabbi Shimon Amos is like this now. Oilet says the word oila, ain liyel oila, kshera. Maybe only a korban hilik kshera the din is bringing on him as beyach. Minan, how do we know to include no? He argues, Rabbi Shimon says, even the rambush nishna malayla. Even the case that you shekel the korban at night time. So what? But yet, if you put the meat on the mizbech, I don't know if it could stay there. Or else also, v'shenishpach doma. Or else, v'shiyotze doma chus tekloyim. Even in these three psulim, that Rabbi Yudis says it's teirid, Rabbi Shimon says no, even these three psulim also, if the yevah is put on the mizbech, it's let, don't take it down. V'yalan v'asu adin d'alan means the meat was left overnight. V'ayotzi, it took the meat outside the mizbech, outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'yatomi, the meat became tomei. V'noisa was left over. Or halam stam before means that the dam was left over, and now means the meat became noiser. Or else, b'shenishkut achutz nazmani, you made a shchita and you had a mind to be zorik the dam the wrong time, which makes it tigul. Or else, chutz l'mekayim, you had a mind to do it the wrong place, which makes a psul on the korbin. Or else, b'shekib l'psulim, a kohen that's posul made a kabbalas adam that's posul. Or else, b'zok was domim, the psulim made his rikas adam. Or else, v'yanistim l'mala, a korban chatis. That was supposed to be put on, the dam was supposed to be put on top of the chuta sikra. Shenosun lamata, they put it on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Rest the other way by korban oila. V'yanis lamata was supposed to be put on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Shenosun lamala. So even though the behemoth is posel, but v'diyev in all these cases, if you put it on the mizbeach, it's like teret. Same thing, v'yanis lamachutz. The dam is supposed to put on the outside mizbeach, but v'diyev you put now, shenis lamifnim. Still the meat, if it's olu, lo yerdu. It was the other way. V'yanistim mefim, the dam is supposed to be in the inside mizbeach. Shenostim achut, they put it on the outside mizbeach. Or else, v'yatesa v'yachate sheshochta shlel shmon, that the first mishnah zvachim says the korban is posel. V'shech the korban chatas or korban pesach shlel shmon, the korban is posel. So therefore, you're not supposed to burn it. But how do we know, minan, how do we know to say that b'dievel and all these psulim, if the meat was put on top of the mizbeach, that you don't take it down? So Shimonos Tamlem, the pasuk says, "Zois Torah Soila." It's one Torah for all the korban, for all the korbanis. That ribu Torah is a whole oil. It's a ribu now for all oil. Anything goes on the mizbeach, Shimonu layerdo. Once it goes up, then we do not take it down. It says up to Shimon Yochel. I would have thought to say Shani Marbal include already as haroiva. The case where the animal had a psul, now the chiluk is these psulim were even chal before you brought the korban into the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say the animal was a reveya, means a man lived with the animal, or an isha lived with it. Vanuva, the yamukse, an animal that you set it aside to worship Hashem Avodah Zarah before you brought it to the Mizbeach, Beis HaMikdash. Or else whenever you worship the animal. Or else v'esnan, you gave the animal for pay to the zayna. V'yamechir, or else you sold this animal for a dog. V'yaklayim, an animal that's klayim, comes out of an aiz and a kevis. V'yatreif, an animal that's a treif for us. V'yotzedeifin. See here clearly, you have Shimon Hels here. Even an animal, it's a yotze daifin. In these, how do we know, in these psulim now, if you bring it on the mizbeach, still it's yeret, take it out. Talmudim, it says, Lashon Zeis. That mashma, only some, and not all of them. But the more Amar Royis, how do you know the rabbis say, Lahoitzia say, how do you know to say, the first psulim, yes, once it's up, don't take it down, and these last psulim, even though you put it up, take it down. How do you know this? As far as Pasha the Mor says, Acha Shariba Kosa the Miyat, there's one Pasuk saying yes, one Pasuk saying no, is Marba Niyaseilu Shoy Psulim HaKredish. All these Psulim, when you first brought the Behemah into the Beis HaMikdash, was fit to be a korban. Something went wrong in the Beis HaMikdash. There I say, your mother wants it up in the air, but don't take it down. But a Moitzi, I exclude on the Esailu of his last Psulim, a Ravei of Aniva, Shnohoy Psulim HaKredish. These last psulim are not a psul b'kodesh. So, therefore these things, the psul happened before you brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Here you say, Emolu is Yerdu. So I quote upon him, here's a clear right. Shimon himself says that by Kochim, a Yotze Deif is called a psul. So even though you see by a lady in our Mishnah, he says an Isha gives birth to a Leitz Adoifin, it's called a Leida, that's only by an Odom. But by Behema, by Kabonis, his mind is called a Psul, it's like a Balmum, he can't bring it for Korban. That's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, we'll stop here.